You're listening to an Anazal Ministries podcast.
And now it's time for the extra question. Let me figure this one out. Joshua, how do you want to adapt it? Because I like it. I like it. We'll roll with it.
So earlier we did just, you know, if you could connect your story with just, you know, and a Marvel character. But with our extra question, as you had written here, it's with one of the cosmic entities particular. So like the Phoenix Force being a herald of Galactus. Would you want to be an Eternal? Which one of these higher beings do you think each of you would do?
Ah, okay. If you could be one of these higher beings, a cosmic being, what would it be, Kevin? What would you choose?
I think an Eternal would be fun. I mean, it might get old after a while because one of the things I love about the comic is some of them, and the movie explores this as well, like they're constantly getting fights with each other because it's hard not to get tired of each other after all that time together. but just to see so much of humanity unfold and that's what I mean, you know, I know the movie isn't people's favorites often, but I still think there's some really compelling concepts from it. And probably the biggest being that, you know, even with all the tragedies they see, they still find hope in humanity through all that, even as observers. Brian Tyree Henry's character goes through that in the movie. I'm drawing a blank on his character's name at the moment, but he has that like initial giving up after seeing the horrors of world wars and everything. But then, you know, they're able to still find a reason to carry on. And with him, it's his family. And so, I think it would be really interesting just to have the perspective of an Eternal and to be a part of that world.
Yeah. Similarly, you have like Thor, and they play around with the summon. The cinematic universe plays around with him almost being like an advanced alien.
Yeah.
But the roots are this of this Norse god who's been around for eons and years, and kind of humanity is almost like mayflies. They have short lifespans and they come and go, but he's been around for a long time. But why would he care for Midgardians who are mortal, who are only here just for a brief amount of time and then are snuffed out pretty easy and pretty quick. But it's that care and love that kind of keeps him going and being a hero. Him wrestling with that is pretty good aspect of that. Josh, how about you?
So, I mean, I just think one of the most interesting of these cosmic forces is Captain Universe, the absolute antithesis to Null and the symbiotes. This just very much as the flip side of the coin, where you get this symbiotic power that's not quite sentient, but kind of is. It's not quite one being, but it's kind of many beings. But it just imbues you with this ultimate power that you can only use for the good of others. You cannot seek personal gain. You cannot do evil. If you do either of that, it's gone instantly. But it's like this ultimate power for good that I think is a very interesting thing that they haven't explored too much yet.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. I mentioned I would love to be a herald of Galactus, especially if I get a cosmic surfboard and could ride through the universe and rebel against it. But I'm also intrigued of the Phoenix Force too, just because that was like really when I was really hitting my stride in the X-Men comics and Jean Grey and the Dark Phoenix saga and her turning by, and that was a big death, man. That rocked and it stuck for a good long time. And this idea of like the Phoenix Force that sparked life, and it's a fire that brings life and energy and animates people and things and creation. But also, you know, we all know that fire is good, but it can also destroy. They're experiencing that now in Canada with these wildfires, you know, the smoke blowing into New York. It's like you have fire that is good and part of life, but also it can destroy. So you have the dark side as well. Yeah, not just because I'm a Star Wars fan, you have a dark side of the Force, but like the Phoenix Force, you know, the spark of life and extra powerful, but it could also go dark and you got to control that. You got to keep that fire under control. Intrigues me. It's a great storyline and love to be a part of that as well.
And Will, if I could add one more note to that, since you brought up X-Men, like I would say, like as far as the most relatable too is, and I've written about this actually, even in my column, is like the X-Men, I think, have a lot of parallels for disability community and like really any marginalized community, because they very much emphasize like, you know, the differences and stuff. And like, especially someone like me who has like, all, you know, had disability since birth, like it's all I've ever known. the mutants parallel that a lot more because they're born with these genetic mutations, and they just learn to live with that and embrace it, and they explore those. So they don't have those, like, because even Spider-Man has, the quote unquote normal life before, and then the spider bite happens, whereas mutants are just like born into, that's who they are from birth. So that was always a concept that fascinated me. Beast has always been my favorite. So I always related on another level to the X-Men.
Yeah, that's a really good point. I'm glad you brought that up. That's big. And I've always kind of been intrigued with that with the Marvel Universe too. It's like, why are you like, all these other people are heroes and you love them, but the mutants are pretty well too. But just because they were born that way, they're now marginalized. And they're playing around with the marginalized community that are out there. But so it's like, yeah, they're heroes. Why do you fear them? And they played around with that too in terms of, I guess, the Eternals. Why haven't the Eternals, are they deviants? Are mutants deviants? They just had a whole big crossover event last summer, I think, with Judgment Day, where they were playing around with that, where the Eternals were looking at maybe the mutants are going too far with this whole island of what's the island called that they're on? That's the
Krakoa.
You're playing with that, and I'm sure, yeah. I like that, going all the way back to the beginning of the Celestials, playing around and letting things evolve and mutate and grow and take different directions and see where it heads, I think is reality in our world too. So yeah, thanks for bringing
that up. Well, and it's like, I'm glad you brought that up too, because while I'm excited for the X-Men to come into the MCU, it'll be a weird thing to, it's like superheroes now in that universe have been around for so long, but if they want to explore like the bigotry that they experience for being mutants, it's like, how is that really going to line up with, like, you had superheroes for all this time that are celebrated? But I mean, the X-Men movies have their ups and downs, but I kind of liked that they were their own thing for a long time, because it made more sense, it is such a fascinating thing that, like, you read the comics, it's like Spider-Man and the Avengers are praised, but the X-Men are feared,
And it'll be especially hard putting the X-Men into a post-Inhuman MCU.
Right. Yeah. I mean, there's definite people I want to see play the characters, but it'll be an interesting transition.
Yeah, they're probably working on that. I'm curious with, in terms of Ms. Marvel, what they've done with her by kind of naming her a mutant rather than an Inhuman in the comics. Yeah. And then they just kind of killed her off. Oop, in the comics, a little spoiler. And then, but they'll probably bring her back in time for the movie and play around with that. And then you got Deadpool that's going to be part of the MCU or like there. Disney's going to do it. Sony, Disney but are they going to play around with the timeline a little bit to have the old and new and pass the torch on to mutants within the MCU proper? But I'm looking forward to that. Yeah, that was my first love. And I'm ready to see how they can tell that story, and hopefully they'll do it well. Yeah,
definitely.
Thanks. Great questions. Again, these stuff we geek out on is bonding for us, and these stories that we love to consume and be a part of and geek out on. But also they allow us to ask some bigger questions about life and the cosmos and who we are in it. So thank you all for listening. And again, chime in, connect with us on social media. Discord. We have a YouTube channel. Let us know if you have suggestions, recommendations of books or TV shows or cosmic entities you'd like to see us dive deeper into. And as always, go out there and geek out on what you want to geek out on.
This was an Anna's Isle Ministries podcast. If you enjoyed this show and would like to learn more about our network, be sure to check out the Anna's Isle Ministries podcast network.